Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hello, Trump Inc. listeners. It's Andrea Bernstein. I am so excited to be talking to you now and to tell you about the new podcast Ilya Marritz and I made. It's called We'll Be Wild. We named it after that Trump tweet about January 6. Be there. We'll be wild. So on January 6, we were putting together the final episode of Trump Inc., and we were actually editing it when our phones started buzzing and our Twitter feeds started filling with these images of rioters storming the Capitol. At that time, that last episode of Trump Inc. was a time capsule. So you wouldn't forget all of the mind-boggling, norm-busting things Trump did while he was president. We called that episode, And Now the End is Near. But we were wrong. And so, as 2021 wore on and the opposition to holding Trump to account grew, Ilya and I realized something. There was still work to be done. So we did what we do. We read the documents. We listened to the hearings. And then something new started to happen. Trump administration officials started talking to us, started speaking to us on the record, on tape, telling their stories. The result is We'll Be Wild, which is a podcast about the people who tried to stop January 6th from happening and the people who participated. It's also about the victims who were caught off guard and the people who saw it coming for years, and about people who know that January 6th was the beginning of something, not the end. Ilya and I really think you guys are going to like this. And now I'm going to play you the trailer. On January 6th, thousands descended on the Capitol at President Trump's urging. Be there, he tweeted. We'll be wild. But what happened that day is so much bigger than Trump. I'm Andrea Bernstein.
And I'm Ilya Marritz. From Pineapple Street Studios, Wondery, and Amazon Music, this is We'll Be Wild, a podcast about January 6th. But it's not a recap of the news you hear every day. It's a deeper look into the forces that led to an insurrection and the fight to save democracy before it's too late.
It's about the people who were there that day.
Y'all, we're one block away from the Capitol now. I'm probably going to go silent when I get there because I'm going to be a little busy.
We'll see you soon, Jess. Airborne.
The people who saw it coming.
We're not saying we think that when the president speaks, people do violent things. We're saying the evidence shows that it happens.
And the people whose lives will never be the same.
I started being tased from behind. I mean, that was pretty f***ing terrifying. I mean, there were people in the crowd that were chanting things like, you know, get his gun, kill him with his gun.
We talk about January 6th, like it's in the past, a day in history that we survived. But it's more than that.
No, we didn't dodge a bullet. That was a practice run. That was an A-B test, which works, which doesn't. Now we know how to refine the message going forward. Right? Insurrections without consequences are just practice runs.
We'll Be Wild, wherever you get your podcasts.